Well, hello, good day to you. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I really appreciate each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice right now. So, last week was a little bit of a rough week. We watched the funerals of Senator John McCain and Aretha Franklin, two people who inspired hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. Aretha Franklin with her music and charitable work and giving, and John McCain just being the type of guy that could be in a fight with you, and then he would turn around and defend lies about the person he's fighting about. Definitely a stand-up guy in Senator McCain, definitely a stand-up woman in Aretha Franklin. On top of that, there was a very popular YouTuber by the name of Claire Wineland. She passed away on September the 2nd, and she had cystic fibrosis, and her YouTube channel was centered around her illness, how she coped with it, how just basically living with something that she knew was eventually going to take her life. She was only 21 years old, so she, through her videos, lived a very full life. She lived a life a lot fuller than many people that's just living day to day. And then, a little closer to home, somebody that I used to work with, he passed away suddenly just a couple of days ago. This guy was younger than I am. He has children, young children, two of them. I think one 4, and I think one just turned 1. And like I said, younger than me, so that really just really strikes a nerve. So I've been in a place of really deep reflection and really self-evaluation, as I have been for a while now, in this journey of life, trying to find myself, as no doubt lots of you are too. And I can remember back in the day, my father had this running joke of, he used to say, when I die, just bury me in the backyard, just dig a hole with a shovel and just put me back there. Don't even worry about me. And I found myself as I got older kind of adopting that same mentality. And I even said a couple of times that same line. I used to say, hey, just bury me in the backyard. I don't really care. And then that kind of transitioned over to, well, I want to be cremated. I don't want a ceremony. I don't want people walking around and crying over my death. And I had to really stop and think about that. Like, that is not holding true any longer. I think I actually do want to be fussed over a little bit. I do want to be celebrated. I do want to be remembered. And that led to the thought process of, so what am I doing to leave a legacy? Like, how am I going to be remembered? What am I leaving for my children? What am I passing on to them? Because this thing is short, y'all. Life is short. You got to get out here and get what you need to get while you're here. There's no need to wait. So, in tying with this whole entire podcast is about chasing your dreams and going after your goals. The best time to start going after your goals is right now. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about the stuff that you didn't do yesterday. Don't beat yourself up about it. And don't sit there. If you did, if you were successful yesterday, you don't have time to rest on that success. Today's a brand new day. Right now is brand new, and you should still be taking the steps to continue your success or to reverse your failures from yesterday. Got to get it now. Got to do it now. The people that I just mentioned, they all lived full lives, whether they were young or whether they were old. But the point is, live full. Die empty. That's a quote that I heard from Les Brown, and I love it. That essentially to me means take every day, take life by the horns, take it by the scruff and attack it and get it. So that also led me to the question of where is my help going to come from? Like, yes, I've got this big goal that I'm chasing. I've got this amazing dream that I am trying to get done. And I always thought, where's my help coming from? Where's the support system? Who's going to come save me in times where I think that I need saving? And I think a lot of people wonder that question, and I've come up with the answer. And I want you to share along with me in figuring out who this person is, because I know who this person is for you too. This person is someone with amazing superpowers, with amazing mental abilities to be able to get you out of your present situation that you don't like, or solve whatever problem that you come up with. This is like the problem solver. This is the person that's going to come swing in and swoop down and save you and pick you up. The person is actually a lot closer than you think. I tell you what, go run into your bathroom for a second and go look in the mirror. That's the person that's going to save you right there. Something that I've realized over my years of being on this planet is that we give a lot of credence to the shows that we watch. And if you notice, a television show starts off, like say if you have a half hour television show, first 10 minutes or so is setting up the problem or the issue. The second part, kind of the second act, I guess, within the second 10 minutes or so, it displays the steps that that person is going to take to try to solve that issue. And then, of course, like the shoe is dropped, like the major twist is dropped that that person was not expecting. And then in the last couple of minutes of the show or whatever, there's resolution to that conflict. There's the solution. I think a lot of people, they see those like television shows, or even if it's a movie, even if it's a 2-hour movie, and we've been kind of conditioned to think that, hey, something's going to come save us. Something's going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly. So you've got your 20 minutes, you got a commercial, and then you come back and the problem is solved. Everything is all good. Unfortunately, that's not how life works. That person is not going to come swoop in and suddenly save you. And I think I'm speaking kind of broadly, but I'm really speaking to a specific mindset. Not everybody thinks like this. And I think people realize that this savior person is not coming to help you. You have to do this for yourself. You have to look to yourself. You are quite capable of handling whatever life throws at you. I mean, you have choices, yeah. And those choices might cost something. It's not going to be easy. It's probably going to be scary. There's probably a lot of things that's going to go on with that. But you have the power to help yourself out of whatever situation. You are that intelligent person that can figure out that problem. Or you are that person that can decide to get up and start exercising if physically you're not where you want to be. Or you're that person who can start budgeting your money to get your money working properly instead of always living paycheck to paycheck. You're the person that can decide that. You're the person that can seek out new information, new skills, so that you can earn more money if that's your issue. I mean, whatever issue that you have, you're the person that can fix it. You can look at that person that has wronged you and you can forgive them so you can move on with your life. That's all you. There's nobody else that's going to come in and give you a booklet, a little bullet point list of things that you need to do to get that done. Like, this is your life. You have to figure out how you are going to do that, number one. And number two, you are perfectly capable of doing it. I think a lot of us, we shortchange ourselves in our skills, in our intelligence, in what we can handle. You hear a lot of times people talking about, I'm about to freak out, I can't handle this anymore. Yeah, you can. You really can. There really isn't, like, short of the unforeseen calamity, there isn't too much that you can't handle and figure out and work out on your own. Now, I do not say this to discount in any way a person's belief in religion, faith, or God, or whatever they choose to believe in. I believe in all of that stuff too. But it has also been said that faith without works is dead. So that also means you can have all the faith, you can have the belief, you can have all the knowledge of whatever personal savior you choose to believe in, you can have all of that. But it still comes down to you doing the work. Working on your patience, working on your forgiveness, working on your empathy for other people, working on your compassion, working on your work ethic. Like all of that, it still comes back to you. And a lot of times people, they don't want to accept that. They want to try to put that on somebody else doing it for them. It's not going to happen. You'll sit there and waste your whole life waiting for somebody to come and save you or help you out. And a lot of times that's not going to happen. Now you've got friends, you got family members, they're always willing to help lend a helping hand, or maybe lend a sounding board, somebody that you can vent to. Yeah, we have all of that. But when it comes down to it, the person that's going to do your stuff is you. It's got to be you that's got to get up. And if jogging is your thing, you got to jog. Or if you're going to the gym to work out, that's your thing. You have to do that. You're the one that has to put that donut down and choose a healthier option to eat. Speaking of which, perfect segue into the sponsor of this podcast. Organifi. Visit OrganifiShop.com. Get you a container of their green juice. It's a way to supplement you eating bad with getting some superfood in your body. Having your body get all the benefits of that stuff. OrganifiShop.com. It's the easiest, easily the best tasting green juice on the market. You can try their red juice, and now they have gold juice. But get on Organifi and try it out today, man. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 for 15% off at checkout. And it's just DeCourcy15. And of course, I'll have links to that in the show notes. Also, I want to give a major shout out to my brother, my friend, my compadre. His name is Jeremy Smith. He's a money coach. If you guys want to get your money on point, getting your finances right, this is the guy that you want to hook up with. He just released a book. I'm so proud of him. He just wrote a book, released it. It's for sale on Amazon. It's called Master Your Money Survival Guide. I'm going to leave a link to that in the show notes also. But go check that out. It's a real easy, quick read, but it actually gives you the steps that you can take no matter how much money you're making, because that's irrelevant, but it gives you the steps that you can take to get your money to start working for you instead of you working so hard for your money. So yeah, that's a perfect example. Help coming, people there to give you assistance or a little bit of knowledge, but it's still you. You've got to take control. This is your life. You have to live it. You have to make the decisions. You have to make the hard choices. And yes, while everything might seem daunting or overwhelming, you are perfectly capable of handling it. I have total belief in you if you're listening to this right now. So with that being said, I want to wrap it up here. I thank you very much for joining me for this episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. I would also like to invite you to join us on our Facebook page. And you'll notice the logo is a blue background with a silhouette of a man reaching towards the sun. I also have a store where I'm selling like some motivational t-shirts and products and such. I have a link to that also in the description. I tell you, man, I wear my shirt, the I Am Blessed shirt, and it is the same reaction every time I wear it. I just get all kinds of smiles. And this woman asked me yesterday, "Are you blessed?" I said, "Yeah, I sure am, ma'am. I sure am." I will have those notes. I will have those links and stuff in the description. I invite you all to check it out. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Give me your applause or thumbs up or however it works. I would really appreciate it. And it will also let me know to, you know, keep on going. It's a little weird here. Sometimes you kind of give a talking points and things, and you don't know if it's really affecting anyone. That's one of the things that I'm looking to do, is to help inspire or help positively affect someone to live the life of their dreams. That's what it's all about. We have to uplift each other. We have to help each other out. I totally and truly believe that. So thank you very much for joining me, and I will talk to you in the next one.